This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of our Citizens Council Forum program. Today, we're happy to have with us Representative George Andrews, a Democrat from Alabama. Congressman Andrews, I believe that you brought a constituent of yours along today to be on the program with us.
That's right.
Would you mind doing the honors of the introduction?
Well, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to appear on your program and introduce one of my most distinguished constituents and one of the most distinguished Alabamians of today, the Honorable John Patterson, Governor of the state of Alabama. Recently, it was my pleasure to introduce Governor Patterson before the subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee that was holding hearings in Washington, D.C. for the purpose of bringing out a new civil rights bill. I want to say to the people of this nation that on that occasion, before the Judiciary Subcommittee, Governor Patterson made one of the strongest statements, one of the most effective statements against the pending civil rights bill that I have ever heard made. He made one of the best impressions on the committee of any witness that I've ever heard appear before that committee. And without further ado, I take the great pleasure of presenting to you and this audience Honorable John Patterson, Governor of the great state of Alabama.
Governor Patterson, we certainly are happy to have you with us today, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here, and Congressman Andrews, I certainly appreciate those kind remarks.
I understand from what Congressman Andrews said that you have testified. In fact, I happened to be in the audience at that particular time when you were testifying on these proposed civil rights measures. I'd like to ask you a little bit about that, if I may. First, I believe that we should explain that these proposals that are being discussed are not yet law. They are proposals only, and these hearings are being held to get representative opinions on these bills.
Yes, that's right.
Now, we do have some civil rights bills that have already been enacted into law. I'd like to have your opinion of how these have turned out.
Well, the Civil Rights Act of 1957 is the one that has been giving us the most difficulty. It created, as you know, the Civil Rights Commission, which has been operating in Alabama and in Georgia in recent months. The Civil Rights Acts recently enacted in 1957 have accomplished absolutely nothing. They have further divided the races in the South. They have created hostility and animosity between the local officials and the federal government. And all of the activities of the Civil Rights Commission has not resulted in a single additional person being placed on any voter's list. It's been a complete failure and caused a great deal of hostility and trouble to the people of, not only of the South, but of this whole nation.
I understand that you have had in Alabama some particularly close contact with the Civil Rights Commission. Would you mind telling us a little of your experience with the commission?
Yes, the commission came into Alabama with its agents and commenced to investigate and harass and intimidate our state and local officials. they attempted to set themselves up as judges of how our officials conducted their offices, set and peered over their shoulder, so to speak, attempting to pass on everything that they did, which is, in my opinion, an unconstitutional encroachment by the executive branch of the government, which the Civil Rights Commission is a part of, on the judicial branch of the government. They interfered with the operations of our courts. They hailed our public officials by subpoena into public hearings at Montgomery, Alabama, and put them on the witness stand before television cameras on a nationwide hookup with strong lights bearing down on them, and harassed them and publicly intimidated them at the hearings. They did not provide seats for their lawyers. They did not allow the attorneys and defense counsels for the witnesses to raise objections, and it appeared to me to be a sort of a kangaroo hearing, and that's the first time I'd ever seen anything like that.
Didn't the Civil Rights Commission at one time describe itself as a roving grand jury?
Yes, the commission has attempted to claim that it is a roving grand jury with all the powers of a common law grand jury, which of course is unlawful and a completely untenable position.
I was going to ask, if it were a grand jury, how many indictments have they returned?
Of course, they have no right under the Act to return indictments.
Right.
They are supposed to be a fact-finding body. In effect, they tried to go much further than that and attempted to put on trial our public officials.
The present status of the Civil Rights Commission, Governor, is it not that when it was created in 1957, it was given a life of 2 years, and unless action is taken at this session of Congress, it is due to submit a final report this fall. Now, some of the bills on which you recently testified have as part of their provisions an extension of the life of this Federal Civil Rights Commission. What is your position on that?
Well, I'm absolutely opposed to extending the life of the Civil Rights Commission. It has absolutely accomplished nothing and has created ill will between the states and federal government and has further widened the breach that exists between the races in the South.
As a matter of fact, when the Alabama legislature was in session, one of the representatives, when he was on the floor of the House, wasn't he called away to be served with some sort of a legal document on behalf of the Civil Rights Commission?
Yes, the federal marshal did serve a subpoena on a member of the Alabama legislature while he was sitting at his seat in the legislative chambers in our state capitol, actually when the legislature was in the process of conducting business, which is an unwarranted action on the part of the federal government and shows their complete disregard for the rights of the states. You certainly couldn't, I don't imagine you could get away with that sort of thing here in the Congress of the United States.
There's one point that I would like to get your feelings on. Do you feel that some of this civil rights legislation is, in effect, force legislation?
I think it's designed to bring about the forced integration of the public schools of the South. I think it will result in utter failure. It will, if the federal government continues its present approach to forcing integration of the races in the public schools of the South, and particularly the state of Alabama, it will result in the complete destruction of our public school system. Already plans are underway to swing to private schools. I think if the federal government continues and destroys our schools, it'll be a terrible thing, and the Negro citizen will suffer much more than the white citizen if the public schools are destroyed.
But Alabama has no intention of operating an integrated public school system.
Absolutely not. The people of the state of Alabama would sacrifice their public school system completely before they would submit to integration of the races in the public schools.
Congressman Andrews, is there some comment you'd care to make on that?
I'd just like to say that I really think that Governor Patterson convinced the members of the Judiciary Committee when he appeared before them recently in Washington that there would be no integrated schools in Alabama. I talked with several of them after the committee held that hearing, and they are convinced, from what the governor and others said to that committee, that there'll be no integrated schools in Alabama.
Do you feel that the determination of the people is the governing factor in this?
Well, that's true, and there'll always be a few down there who want to integrate or who won't make any fight against integration. But by and large, the people of Alabama will they just won't integrate, period.
They're proving this, many of them, by organizing, are they not, Governor Patterson?
Oh, yes. I think we have a wonderful school system in Alabama, both for the whites and the Negroes. Of course, it's a segregated school system, and we wouldn't have a public education system if it was not a segregated system. I think that we're going ahead, in fact, in carrying out a progressive school program in Alabama, in spite of this threat that's hanging over us. And I certainly hope the leaders on the national level will see the error of their ways and leave us alone and let us run our own public schools as we see fit. If they don't, then we're not going to have any public schools at all, and both races are going to suffer, and the Negro race will suffer worst of all.
There's one question I would like to ask in conclusion, Governor, that would be directed more at our audience in the northern part of the United States, and that is, if the Congress takes upon itself the power to legislate, so to speak, integration into the schools of the South, whether or not this is successful, even if it is attempted, do you feel that this power, this newfound power, could also be used in other ways that would be against the interests of people in other parts of the country?
Well, I certainly think that every citizen of the whole United States ought to be concerned about this present attempt on the part of the federal government to ram integration of the races down our throats by legislation and by court decrees and federal troops. It's true that today the problem, they are aiming their blows at the people of the South, but the same devices might well later on be used by these same people to force things on people in other sections of this country in fields other than segregation and other than race matters.
Well, Governor Patterson, I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today. Congressman Andrews, thank you for bringing Governor John Patterson of Alabama to be our guest. I'd like to have your prediction in the few seconds we have remaining as to what you feel the outcome of the civil rights battle will be.
Oh, I feel we're going to get a bill, and there's no such thing as a soft civil rights bill. 2 years ago, they said the bill that they passed then was a moderate bill, but you know what happened in Alabama and elsewhere under the so-called moderate civil rights bill.
So we are in for another turbulent time in the South.
Well, we're going to do what we can to keep such a bill from passing, but we've got to face the facts of life, and I fear that those who advocate a civil rights bill have the votes in Congress to pass it.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us today. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another edition of Citizens Council Forum. Till then, this is Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.